Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, you fought through a lot today as an offense. Lose Corey Davis, Elijah Vera Tucker, and Breece Hall during the game. Elijah Moore obviously not with you on this trip. Take me through the second half and how hard it was and how tough the sledding was just to move the football without so many of your regular guys.
Right. I mean, it's tough to begin with, even when we had those guys. You know, it's a great defense right there. We knew that coming into it. We knew it was going to be ugly. You know, the keys were don't turn the ball over, avoid negative plays, get out of sacks, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, guys took advantage of their opportunity in that second half and stepped up, and we put together some good drives there and were able to capitalize, you know, get some field goals out of it, you know, but still a lot of good learning for us.
Yeah, but it sounds like this was a conversation you guys had all week, knowing the kind of game that it was, and it turned out to be exactly the kind of game that you expected.
Exactly. I want a few back, of course, you know, throwing the ball wise, but you know, it's great to learn from a win, but you know, it's grimy, exactly like we expected.
How about a word about your defense?
Yeah, man, we're leaning on those guys right now, and they're doing a great job, and we got things we got to improve on, especially in the pass game. And so you know, it's nice to have a defense that can pull through for you.
Final question, a word to Jet fans. You're going home 5-2 for back-to-back divisional games. What do you expect that stadium's going to be like next Sunday?
Yeah, man, it's huge. This is big for us as a Jets football team and the organization as a whole, and I think big for our fan base when we go back into MetLife this next week. You know, I hope the stadium's rocking and everyone's there and every seat's sold out.
Thanks, Zach.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, how challenging is that Denver defense?
Yeah, they're good. I would say that's kind of what we expected, though. I mean, I still wish I had some back, of course, but every game's not going to be perfect, so I'm learning from some of our opportunities there. But, you know, we knew it was going to be grimy. We knew we were going to have to take advantage of certain opportunities, execute, and then, you know, a big one for me is we can't turn the ball over. And so that was big for us to come out there and, you know, a couple close calls. But essentially, I think that was, you know, a big reason for us to put our defense in a good situation where we're not putting them in a scoring position. So
how hard is it seeing Breece go down, especially with how well he moves?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, when you see anyone go down, you know, all those guys that kind of went down today, I didn't even know what was going on, but I'm just seeing the huddle, I'm like, geez, where are they at, you know? And it's tough because, you know, with all of those guys, they're all great players, they're all balling, but it's unfortunately, it's part of the NFL, right? And next man up mentality, and guys got to take advantage of their opportunities, but I'll check on those guys and make sure they're doing all right.
But so as you see those guys going down, like you said, you're looking around, and like, do you feel like you have to, like, say something to the guys, like, we just got to keep moving forward kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I said a little something there in the huddle. I mean, I don't feel like I need to, but I said a little something, you know, take advantage of this opportunity, step up, you know. Time to grow a pair, I think is what I said, which I don't know if I should tell you guys that. But, you know, I think the guys got the message. The guys stepped up, like, you know, this is my opportunity. It's where, you know, more money and playing time and things come for people is in those opportunities. So I think that was really cool. The guys stepped up right there.
Can you describe Breece's long touchdown run from your vantage point?
Yeah, huge. I mean, right? Breece is obviously great with the ball in space. You see the way he hits it, but I don't think anyone's talking about the reach on the edge there by the tackle, or, you know, what an amazing block by Mims and whoever else was out there. I mean, Mims sealed that up pretty well for us. And, you know, we got a stupid OPI later from a great block by him too, but he did the same thing. You know, he did a great job on both of those and showing up. And so I think those runs show when you are able to give a hole to a guy that's that explosive and powerful, he can take it all the way, but that's definitely a team effort right there.
What does it say about you guys that you come in here the last few games and been like, it wasn't pretty, but you're talking about wins? So just what does that say all about your team right now?
Right. I mean, we know it's going to be ugly. So for us as an offense, it's just one drive at a time, and if things don't go well, you know, well, we got to regroup and see how we can adjust and come back at it. And, you know, our defense is doing a great job putting us in good positions.
Zach, how tough is it when you escape the rush and you kind of extend a play and then the decision whether to try to make the throw downfield or just, you know, live to see another day and get rid of it?
Right. I mean, obviously, every time I escape the pocket, I don't want to just keep throwing the ball away. It's not, you know, it kills you as a quarterback when you keep getting out of things and you just keep throwing the ball out of bounds. And so obviously as a competitor, I'm trying to extend, I'm trying to find guys down the field, and these guys are quick, you know, and there's times where I thought I had a little bit of time because I made the first guy miss and the second guy's closing quicker than I expected, and I need to be able to, you know, make a better decision there. But, you know, I feel like I got out of some, but there was still times I probably had options to get rid of the ball.
For this team to be doing this on the road too consistently like you guys are, how big is that for this group?
Yeah, huge. I mean, I think, you know, shows that we don't really care kind of where we're playing, and, you know, it comes down to it's just all about us and focusing on the guys in the room.
What's the confidence level right now in that room?
Yeah, amazing. I'd say the confidence is great. Everyone's in a good headspace. You know, we just won another game, which is huge. But of course, so much to keep growing and learning on, but, you know, we're excited for the challenge.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.